In my study, I have my books and papers, certain photographic archives and a picture collection, and of course all the bric-a-brac of a natural history collector, bones, stones and shells, leaves and seed pods, feathers and figurines. There's another unspoken life here. I have, for example, pictures of Darwin's study, of Alexander von Humboldt in his study, of Vermeer's geographer at his desk, his hand reaching out to touch his beautiful mounted globe. Of course, it is to the expedition that I refer. It is the opposite, in a sense, a counterbalance and a complement to life in the study. It is the expedition that brings back the trophies and treasures we put on our shelves, the photographs of distant places on our walls, and provides material for not a few of our books. In our quiet moments, over a nice glass of red, we sit and contemplate our expeditions, the journeys, sometimes long journeys, that have brought things home. We contemplate the meaning of the whole outward bound adventure and the return, the meaning of home, the base. It is this base which is fundamental to our humanity, as Nicky Stern has alluded to. For many thousands of years, those little groups, day on day, ventured out into the wild landscape, came home in the afternoon with the things they had gathered. They brought food, of course, and along with them bones and shells, but they also brought interesting stones, sometimes with fossilized shells in them, that make you wonder how cognizant early hominids were of the shapes in stones and shells and so on, perhaps signs of a nascent intellectual life. Individuals undertake many kinds of expeditions, but so too do institutions, research institutions, universities, museums. They send out teams to gather things, gather knowledge. With an expedition, there is always a planned return. Perhaps there is yet another unspoken life here too, that of the adventure. An adventure is more open-ended, I think. It can happen on an expedition when an unexpected turn of events overtakes the expeditioners, as we find in many a ripping yarn. But it can happen right here in the study too, when ideas get a life of their own. So I'll leave you with a recording I made on an expedition not long ago to the Okavango Delta in Botswana. On the Okavango riverbank, I recorded some frogs.